And.
I understand the poor. I do it better than I understand this one.
Okay. So, the shiur today is being sponsored with Zeicher Nishmas Binyamin Reuel Ben Bracha. Again, I don't know the father's name. Baruch Yosef Yecheskel Ben Chaim should be an aliyah for their neshama, neshamos, and the Rebbein Hashem should send tanchumim to their mishpachas. Okay, we are on Pei Tes Amid Aleph. I'm sorry, Pei Ches Amid Beis, the very top line. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Shema Minam, Mehera Demora Alma Tam Nemei V'chamishim V'tartahu. Says Avata Mehera. So Mehera is V'neshantem. That's 2852. The Rebbein Hashem did a favor. He took us to Golos 850. But Avata Mehera, Mehera's 852 years still qualifies as Mehera. That's what we see. When the Rebbein Hashem Mehera is 852 years. My nafkamina, I'll speak up one nafkamina in a second. Rashi, Mishvamina Mehera Demara Alma Lashantim Dosiv Ki Abba Tavedim Maher. Taisus asked the Kasha, the Chaira, they didn't do Avedi Zara right away. So Mamela, what does that mean? If you Shchatem V'Neshantem makes it sound. So Taisus says there was Pesel Micha right away. There was Avedi Zara from the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael that existed in Avedi Zara. Avedi Zara, so everybody can mute themselves, please. Existed one Avedi Zara. The Chassan Sefer, not the Chassam Sefer, but the Chassan Sefer, who was the son-in-law of the Chassam Sefer, he says, that's why we say in Adirhu, Yivne Beit Bimhera B'Yameinu B'Karayv. Why do we say Bimhera B'Yameinu B'Karayv? It's a double lashon, Bimhera B'Yameinu. He says, because Bimhera D'mor Alma is 852 years. So we don't want 852 years to the Geula. So we say, B'mehera B'yameinu B'karayv. Again, can everybody please mute themselves? A lot of noise out there. So B'mehera B'yameinu B'karayv is on the Chassan Sefer. That we say B'karayv, and we don't want the Mehera D'mor Alma, which is 852 years. So we want a Bekarav, that's why we say Bimhera Bimeinu Bekarav. Dr. Mishnah Vaitre. No, but we want it, we're asking now, Bimhera Bimeinu Bekarav. Dr. Mishnah, Gap also be Yisrael Kasher. Okay, to understand this concept, let me speak out of Rambam. The Rambam says that how can you, how long can be, when you force, the Rambam says it by carbon and by get. The Torah says a person has to bring the carbon beratzen. He has to willingly bring his carbon. Donates an ayla, he has to bring it willingly. And yet the Torah says, Yaakov, I say, that we force him. Chazal asked the Kasha, and the Gemara answers, Kaifin Aysachiyayma Raitani. We force him till he says yes. Frek the Rambam, that's very nice and dandy, but does he really want? You stand over and beat him with a stick, and he says, I want. How is that called Raitani? Who are we fooling? Why is that Lutzainai? Zuk de Rambam Ayisait. And this Yisait he uses for get Ma'usa as well. A forced get. Guy has to willingly give a get. We take him, and we beat him up, and we say, you giving a get? And after a while he says, yes, I want to give a get. Now, does he really want to give a get? How much Lutzainai is that? Zuk de Rambam. That deep down in every person, they want to do the Ratzon HaTaira. That's the real Ratzon. Deep down, in every yid, is a willingness and a desire to do Ratzon HaTaira. Unfortunately, by some people, the from deep down to out, it gets lost on the way. So when we beat him up, he says Ratzani, he's connecting to his inner self. And in his inner self, he wants to do the Taira as well, even though he doesn't realize it. And that's enough to be considered Lutzainai. That's what the Rambam says. And the Mela, when we beat a guy up and he says, I want to give the get, it's called Ruchainai. It's called willingly giving the get. Because he wants to do what the Torah wants him to do. And if the Chachamim are saying he's required to give a get, and it means they're beating him up till he says yes, his yes is his inner self, even though he himself would never say yes unless he was forced to acknowledge his inner self by being beat up. And the same thing is true by a carbon. Yaakov, I say Ruchainai. Kaifin, I say Ruchainai. like the Rambam, because the internal person wants to do Ratz Ayin, wants to do Ratz and Hashem. Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes, 1 second, Harvey. Somebody's asking a question here. Yes.
Is this the same as the Gemara and the Bava, the contract is good even if the person...
No, because there we don't need him to really want it. There he just has to say he wants it. There's no reason that we have to think. Here, he has to really want it. We're bringing a carbon. He has to willingly give the gift. It might be similar to the contract. It might go into that. Yes, Harvey.
Yeah, I you may have just answered my question. My question, I think, was worse than the doctor's. I was going to ask about whether it's applicable to eating kosher food or whatever. But it sounds like this is for mitzvahs. It's applied to mitzvahs where ratzon is a crucial element of it.
Correct.
And is this applied any place else other than gets? And obviously,
the doctor pointed out it applies by contract. If you force a guy to sell something and he says he wants it, we say it's good enough. But there might be a little bit different. Because the Gemara there says if you force a guy to give something and he gives it, that's not called ratzon. Because there is no inner self that says he has to give a present. There is no inner self that says he has to sell something. Those are voluntary acts. Those are decisions. And when he's forced to make it, not necessarily does he really want to make it. Here, because the Torah is commanding him to do it, that creates an inner self that wants to do it.
Does he have to eat? Does he have to have a will to eat kosher food?
No. In fact, he doesn't have to eat kosher food. He just can't eat grape food. He doesn't have to. There's no positive. There's no mitzvah eat kosher food. The mitzvah is don't eat grape food. Now, obviously, he's not going to die. He's going to have to eat some food.
He's got an idea.
But that's... No. There's no positive. It's a negative. To prevent the negative.
Okay.
So therefore, the Mishnah says, get Musab Yisrael kosher. A get that Yidden force is kosher. Because that's done al pi halacha. And since it's done al pi halacha, it connects with the inner self. Now, we're going to see why that is true. Because why if a guy makes a guy give a get, when he's mechuyev to give a get, it's still possible. We'll have to see. We'll talk about it when we go to Gemara. It'll be two opinions, so we'll have to see. However, some are gairus b'kasher, some are not gairus, but it's the same halacha. If Bezen wants to force a guy to give a get, and they hire some guyim to do the enforcing, that's kosher. Because the guy are not telling them to give a get. The guy are telling him, listen to the rabbi. The rabbi is telling you what to do. We're just enforcing what the rabbi wants you to do. That's not doing it because the guy make you do it. It's doing it because the halacha says you have to do it. The guy are the stick. Ma'ali, if the stick is wood, or the stick is a guy's hand. It's the same idea. And therefore, that's kosher. The one that's puzzle is when the guy is on his own deciding to help a woman get a divorce without a rabbi, and he walks over and he says to the guy, you better divorce your wife or else. That would be a puzzle again, and the Gemara will discuss it.
When is it a kosher get?
If the rabbi, if Bezen says we need a get, and the guy refuses to give, so they sometimes have Goyim do the enforcing for them.
Are you
going to
talk about a case of
a Goyish court? No, there's no Goyish court here. I know who told you Goyish court. I mean, it might be, but if you come puzzle, Archko decides to say it's a Goyish court. But it makes no difference if it's a Goyish court or not a Goyish court. A guy can't make a guy give a get. But if the guy is acting as an agent of the Bezen, then he can make a guy give a get. He's not doing it. It's the Bezen. That's doing it, he's just the enforcer. Right?
Jews enforce and negotiate again?
I'm sorry?
Course,
no, again, let's do the Gemara first, then we'll worry about that. The Trashim Usa Bechazaka. Dr. Gemara, by the way, this is the basis, this halacha was the basis of the group of people that used to do this. Women that couldn't get a get from their husbands used to turn to some rabbonim who had people who helped the guy make a decision to give a get. And unfortunately, they ended up in prison. So, I mean, the rabbis ended up in prison as well, based on this. But the halacha was based on this Gemara, that a bezin can, under certain circumstances, force the guy to give a get. And the fact that they used geisha enforcers is not a problem, because they're just enforcing what bezin wants them to do. Dr. Gemara Vaitamar of Nachman Amr Shmuel. Get Hamusa Bedin Bisrael Kedin, when the get is forced by Yidden, by a bezin, when it's appropriate, when the halacha says he should divorce, kosher. That's kosher. Shaloi Kedin, if for some reason a Jewish court or Jewish people forced a guy to give a get when it was not appropriate that he had to give a get, there was no such halacha, then puzzle, to puzzle a get, because there's no inner self, because it's not a mitzvah to give a get under those circumstances. Upaiso, however, it's puzzle for kahuna. It's called the reyach haget. So if you didn't force a guy to give a get when it's not appropriate, so his rights on the doesn't mean rights on the. Based on that Rambam, that the rights on the works because it connects to the person's inner self. There is no inner self here because it's not a mitzvah. It's like it did. Not authorized. Let's do Rashi. Those that the Torah, the Mishnah says, we force the guy to divorce. That's Kedin. Or was it Amon L'Kayin Gadol, where the marriage is illegal. That's when how it's Kedin. So like it would mean, a woman wants to get out of a marriage for no reason the Chazal feels sufficient for us to get involved in halacha, and she goes and gets some yidden to force the guy to give her husband a get, to force her husband to give a get. And he says, yes, I'll give the get, I'm willing to give the get. But it was like it did. Nobody, there was no halacha that said he has to give the get. The whole...
miserable in a marriage.
Again, so that's but not, I'm definitely not getting involved. Whatever the reason is that we decide to force a give again, it has to be a halachic decision. Not a decision for a woman to make. It has to be made by a bezin. So, if it meets the bar, the bezin gets involved, then it's kedin. And if it doesn't meet the bar, the bezin gets involved, then it's shaloi kedin. I'm not here to poskim when it's kedin and when it's not kedin. This I can tell you what Rashi says. It's kedin when the Mishnah says yaitzim yitn ksuba. It's kedin when it's a marriage that's puzzle. Rashi doesn't give you what shalai kedin when there is no meeting, when Bezin didn't say he's mechuyev to divorce his wife. Now, how Bezin decides what he's mechuyev is not the sugya of this gemara.
They do that?
Again, it has been done, and they got into jail based on this.
Probably still happens,
don't it, Joe? Maybe. Doesn't happen in America anymore.
No.
No. Because they ended up in jail.
They got caught.
Again, you know, the first people. Okay, I'm not going to. Again, we're talking about they hired people to make the. That's what the Mishnah says, right? Shloike pasul latir lina say, but shloike did its pasul, but paisul when akunim shumreich aget. Zok to gemar vaitu. Ubaim to kechavim, if a guy forces a get, not with the bezin, kedin, if it's in a case when the halacha would have required to get, pasul. It's still pasul. Because a guy is not supposed to make the decision that the get has to be given. Even though halachically he's willing to give a get, but it's not up to the guy to decide that.
Their
court? No. Okay, Rabbi, sorry, I'm going to have to need, give me a few minutes, because if not, we'll get four lines done, and I have to see him next Thursday. If Gayim forced him to do a get, when they happened to be Kedin, when Bethan would have forced him anyway, but Bethan was not involved, then puzzle, the get is still puzzle, because it was done by Gayim, not by a Bethan, Upaiso, but she's puzzled the kahuna. So like it then, this is like one habamita. We're not finished. We can't ask questions till we finish. Can't sew a half a thing. So like it then, if the guy forces her when Bezin would not have gotten involved, then afilu reyach aget, aboy, nothing. Frek the Gemara. We don't understand this. Manav. If you're telling me that Goyim have the ability to force a get, but it's kedin, because you're recognizing this as reich haget, so it's kesur and amilus kasher. So then why isn't it a kosher get? It was kedin. It would have been a time that we would have forced them also. And if you're telling me that we learn from a pasuk that they have no right to get involved to decide the din, even though they decided correctly, and therefore he doesn't have to listen to them. There's no inner self to listen to a guy who's making him keep halacha, because no bezin was involved. It was the guy's own decision. So then the halacha is nifsalayt lifsal. So why is it again? Why does she become puzzle? Meaning, basically, the Gemara's kash is as follows. And let me explain this. We're going to learn now from a pasuk asher tasim lufnehem. All dinim have to be signed lufnehem in front of a Jewish court. Lufnehem, v'loy lufnehem, the kachavim. Goyim are not to be involved in Jewish law. Jewish law is decided by a Jewish bezin. It is not decided by a Goyish bezin, even if they're right. Even if they happen to decide the law the exact same way halacha would have done it, but the Torah says lufnehem. And we darshan lufnehem v'loy lufnehem t'kachavim. So therefore, we want to know, is that drasha, that whatever a guy does is zero? Kedin, shalai kedin, it's zero. Because the Torah said lufnehem v'loy lufnehem t'kachavim. And if you're going to tell me that that's no drasha, so then let it be a kosher again, if it's kedin. Why do we say if it's kedin, it's enough to make a reich haget? If it's shalai kedin, then it doesn't make a reich haget. Again, does the guy have a right to get involved? If the answer is no, then it's nothing. If the answer is yes, to be a kasher again if it's kedin. That's the Gemara's kasher. Zok to Gemara. El Amar of Mesharshia. Dvar Taira, get me'usa b'avdichavim kasher. This is his shita. A guy can force a get. So really biblical, when a guy forces a get when it's kedin, it's a good get. He forced halacha. The halacha says get divorced. There's an inner self that says get divorced, and therefore it's good. No matter who's forcing it. So why did Chazal say it's a puzzle again? So I take halachas v'yachas v'leches v'tayla v'atma v'vikachavim v'mafkes atma v'yad v'ayla. We don't want it to become a tool that when a woman wants out, she'll go to a guy to get it done. If we start letting Goyim get involved in our divorce process, when it should be done, when it's not done, and we're going to recognize that when they do it kedin, it's a good get, which it is biblically, what's going to happen is women will say, why do I have to go do it with a Jewish court? For $50, I'll get myself a get. I'll go to this guy, my neighbor, and I'll give him 50, and I say, get my husband to give me a get. We don't want that to happen. We don't want Goyim to get involved in forcing the end of marriages. So therefore we said, rabbinically, it's a possible get. That's what Mesharshia holds. So Mesharshia does not darshan any psukim. He holds that if you have a get that's kedin, I don't care who forced it. Biblically, it's a good get. Because that's what the Torah wants done. The Torah wants to get. Biblically, it's a great get. Rabbinically, we have a problem. Goyim leading the charge is a problem because it becomes a tool that every woman who wants out, instead of having to present her case to a bezin, will take law into her own hands, hand the next door neighbor a 50, and take care of problems. And we don't want that happening.
Many times they go to the Goyish court first.
What is that? That's Yisra HaKaras. I'm not getting it's nothing to do with this. This is not, at this point, that's what we're saying.
For example, if a
Kohen
marries
a Grusha, again, that would be kedin, correct.
Even if a Goyish court in this case.
Again, Midoraisa, we're saying that it makes no difference who forces the get. This is Rav Mesharshia's opinion. It doesn't make a difference who forces the get. If it's halachically mandated, it's a kosher get Midoraisa. Rabbanon had a concern involving Goyim. Opens the door.
What happens if the lady gets a Jew to do it, but no kedin, and the court
she never went to court. They got lucky that it was kedin. You know what I mean?
I guess there's no fear of that because yidden b'derek klal won't act without a bezin. Where goyim are not bound by bezin.
It wouldn't be a 50, it'd be a 100. And that's very different.
Like that. So like it then, this is what Masharishi says. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi Manavshach. The Amrit Baiv Dicham B'din Pasul Apaisal. Yav Dicham B'nei Yisura. The Din Tyrant in Ulakam Sishol B'din. He's telling him the Tyrant allows a guy to get involved. So Taila Atzal, what's wrong? And for the Gemara, Taila Atzal Baiv Dicham. So Cheres Baiv Dicham Anus, she hires a strong guy. Lakam Flabai L'Lagarsha. And she comes to him with a trick. She goes to the guy, he slips a 50, and he gets involved. So the Gemara, Ihachi, if you're saying biblically, a guy is the same as a yid, so then if it's shalikidin, why do we treat it different than when the yiddish shalikidin? When the yiddish shalikidin, we make a reich haget. Right? When a guy shalikidin, we make it nothing. Why? If you tell me a guy really can't force, so then a guy is not involved is one thing. But you're telling me now biblically a guy can enforce. When it's kedin, he can enforce. By Yisrael, when it's kedin, they can enforce. And when it's shaloi kedin, they can't force. And yet we say it's a reich haget. So why is a guy different than a yid? Why by a guy shaloi kedin, don't even we make it a reich haget? A guy has no less power than a yid the way we're saying now. Biblically, it's the same power. A yid does a shaloi kedin, it's nothing. Yet we say it's a reich haget. Why? Because kedin, it's a get. So therefore, shaloi kedin, we make it a reich haget. So a guy, kedin, it's a get, midaraisa, so shaloi kedin should be a reich haget. Why by a guy do we make shaloi kedin zero? Zok de Gemara, bin a heavy shaloi kedin be Yisrael, mifso nami lifso. Elohadar mishayashim bedusihi. The Gemara says that mishayashim is a mistake. It's an error. It's not true. The time am I, and the reason is really, biblically, a guy cannot get involved in a game. Because the Torah says, Hashatasim lufneyem v'loy lufneyem t'kachavim. Halacha is to be enforced by it, not by goyim. Bethan decides halacha, Bethan enforces halacha. A guy cannot force halacha. And therefore, when a guy forces a yid to give a get, even if it's kedin, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So then why do we say pasul upaisul? It's nothing. The answer is kedim b'kedim the Yisrael michlev. Shaloi kedim b'kedim the Yisrael loy michlev. Let me explain. By a yid, kedim is a get. Shaloi kedim is a gzera. We ask her a lacuna, not a get. It's shaloi kedim. Well, since we're afraid that people might think it was a get, so we ask her a midrabana to kahuna. That's what reich haget is. Reich haget means it's really not a get. But we don't let him marry a kayan because people will confuse shaloi kedin and kedin. Now, by a guy, kedin is also not a get. So we say, but we're afraid people say, it can do it, why can't a guy do it? So therefore, we ask her to a kayan when she gets it kedin from a guy. Now, shaloi kedin by a guy is two steps removed. You have to say shaloi kedin is kedin and kedin is like a yid. It's two steps removed. Kedin from a guy can be confused with kedin by a yid, which works biblically. Shaloi kedin by a yid can be refused with kedin by a yid, which works, and therefore we made a gzera. Shaloi kedin by a guy to kedin by a yid is two steps. What are we afraid of? That people will say, if shaloi kedin by a guy does nothing, shaloi kedin by Yisrael does nothing. It's not the right fact, it does nothing. What are we afraid? If Shaloi Kedin by a guy does nothing, Kedin by a guy does nothing. Well, but the right attack, it does nothing. So Terence says you're afraid of a two-step. Now they'll say Shaloi Kedin does nothing, and Kedin does nothing, and Kedin by Yisrael does nothing. They'll take it two steps. We're not afraid for two steps.
Shaloi Kedin by
Yid is nothing really, Midoraisa.
Now that means she is not divorced.
Exactly.
That means she's with the husband still.
100%. Now the husband dies, she can't marry a kayan. That's called a reich haget.
Okay, so
so it has to. People will think that it was divorced. So the guy died 15 years later.
Again, Rabbanan are afraid that people will see and say it's nothing. So Kedin is nothing also. Terence is they made Xera. That people might confuse. So they said it's also Lakula. But they did not. By the way, if she's married to a Kohen, she can't stay married to him. Reich again would ask her to her husband. Reich again is enough to say you can't stay married to a Kohen.
It requires a get.
Another, a good get. So again, let me explain this. Rav Misharshi approached it that with the rights that a guy can enforce getting. He dashes the pasuk differently, as we will see in the Gemara. He doesn't hold that biblically there's anything saying that a guy can't force again. Does not hold that way. And therefore, he holds biblically, if it's kedin, it's no difference between kedin of a yid and kedin of a guy. Came along to Rabbonim, and were worried that people would use goyim when it's not appropriate. So they said, Mr. Rabbonim, it's a puzzle. The question was, if it's the same, why isn't it the same shleik kedin? You're worried about a yid shleik kedin, why aren't you worried about goy shleik kedin? It's the same kedin, so if it's the same kedin, why isn't it the same shleik kedin? The answer is, the guy has no right to enforce the get biblically, even kedin. And therefore, all goyim, the worst the guy can be is a rabbinic fear. So kedin is one step removed. Kedin of a guy, people might confuse it with kedin of a yid, so we make a pasul lakuna. Shalai kedin of a guy is two steps removed. And two steps removed, we don't make it clear. You're going to confuse shalai kedin of a guy with kedai kedin of a yid. And shalai kedin of a yid is only because you'll confuse it with kedin. Or you'll confuse shalai kedin of a guy with kedin of a guy, which is only because of a kedin of a yid. It's a double xera. We don't make a double xera.
But again, if a lady got lucky and it was kedin and she hired a yid, that's good to raisa.
Yes,
that's good.
Again, that becomes questionable because that we'll see in a minute that it's not fashion. And truth is, it doesn't work.
But we're going to be getting involved with taking action on your own.
We're not, because the Gemara is going to take care of it with one line, but we haven't gotten there yet. Yes?
General question. Cohen marries an Almana, he says, Kadat Moshe Yisrael. Are you still married?
Kadat Almana, yeah.
Even though he said Kadat Moshe Yisrael.
Almana, yes.
I mean, Grusha.
Yes, it works.
Why?
Because Rabbanan don't remove Kadusha because it's a Chayv Elav. They don't remove Kedushin when it's a Chayv Elav. You're asking that every illegal marriage automatically should be no Kedushin. It's a good question, but they didn't do that. What? If you won't take Kedushin, type some Chayv Elav, but deraisa. That's not his point. His point is, if a guy says Kedushin should be Yisrael, it's not Kedushin should be Yisrael, the Kedushin should be a non-Kedushin. That's his question. It's a great question, but they didn't do that. It's like making a Tanai. I'm marrying her if the Torah agrees. The Torah didn't agree. That's his question. Rashi. Zog to Rashi, Mifsu Nami Pot Lifsu Kishloik in the Yisrael. However, the Raisa Bnei Yisrael in the Yisrael, since they can force like a Yit. But Gabi Yisrael, I'm a Kishloik in the Impossible Paiso, so why is the guy different? But do see, it's wrong. The Vade La Bnei Yisrael in the guy cannot force. Biblically, it's nothing. People will get confused. If we're afraid, if we let the guy force to get, right, and do nothing and ignore it, so people will think that by yin it's the same thing, and it's not true. By yin it's a good get. Why won't they confuse a shalaikadin of a guy to a shalaikadin of a yid?
Possible maimer shloiket in the Yisrael nami lepasul. Rama leod apostle he. Apostle. The answer is he goof exeri. That's one step removed. To kedin exeri lexeri like as you know. We don't make a two-step exeri. Zakti gemarvait. Here comes the answer to Avram's question, who's been bothering him twice today, about asking your next-door neighbor, a yid, to force the get. Abaya Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Yosef of Kamas Agite. Abaya found Rav Yosef, who was sitting and forcing a man to give a get to his wife. Amalo Anan Hajaitas Anan. We are not qualified to be a bezin. Betanya, Hayy Rav Tarfon Omer, Rav Tarfon said, every time you find gatherings of Goyim who paskin dinim, just a way of saying a Goyish peasant, a gathering of Goyim, Ava Bisha the name Kadina Yisrael, even if they paskin halachically correct, Iata Rasharli Zakik Lahem, you cannot go to them. Shadamar, the Eila Mishpatam Ashitasim Lufnayim, Lufnayim Veloy Lufnayim to Gehovim. It disqualifies a Goyish court from getting involved in Jewish law. It's halachically incorrect to follow a Goyish court, even though they're paskining the same thing as the Jewish court would. Because the Torah said, Lifneihem. Tavar Achar, but another pshat in Lifneihem, which both are true, is Lifneihem and Lifneihem Jaitis. A Jewish court has to be a court that's a recognized Jewish court that they have smicha. Rav Yosef, you're a great man, but you don't have smicha. How could you force a get? You're the guy's next-door neighbor. And just like you can't go to a next-door neighbor because the Torah says lifneihem, that halacha has to be enforced by a court. You're not a court. Halacha court means smicha. And smicha doesn't mean what we call smicha. Smicha is a Moshe Rabbeinu straight down. What used to be all the way down till the Amoraim beginning, Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael. Amoraim and Bubble did not have smicha because there's no smicha out of Eretz Yisrael. So he answered him, Amalei, Anash Lechusayik Avdina. They empowered us, the smuchim empowered us to be their agents till Mashiach comes. Mini Dehavi Adaz Ravos. We have the power to enforce laws about loans and admissions. What right do we have to enforce monetary cases? Who gave us the right? We're not a bezin. And yet we have the right. The answer is, they empowered any three learned people to act as a bezin, to enforce as their agents Jewish law. And part of what they empowered us to do is to force getting. What?
We are a Jewish court.
Exactly. Frank, I'm just finishing the next piece of Gemara. I think the doctor has a question. Frank, the Gemara, how can you say this? What?
We don't have any Lewis Smith.
Right. Frank, the Gemara, Ihaki, Zaylus, Vachavolus, Nami. So why don't we enforce the rules of stealing and wounding? We don't enforce those rules. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, we don't have smicha. The answer is, Ki Avdinish Luchasayah, the Milsa, the Shricha. They only empowered us in things that are Shriach. Damages, Yidden should damage other Yidden with their body, not talking about their property damages, but their body damages, is not Shriach. So we don't do their Shriach. So Taisa says a problem with Gezel, because we do enforce Gzela. So Taisa's learned it means Gzela's Aidei Chavolos. Money that ends up being stolen through damages, which is not Shriach. That's what Taisa says. Now, I'm going to spend 2 minutes on this. I don't want to spend the rest of the day on this. You could reenact smicha. We could redo smicha today. You could have smicha. We don't have smicha. Smicha ended at the beginning of the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. They still had smicha. And then, as the Torah moved to Bavo, there was no more smicha. Rav didn't have smicha, Shmuel didn't have smicha, Rabbi Yechanan did have smicha, Rav Shlakish had smicha. Different Amoraim had smicha, different ones did not. There's Rabbi Ami, he had smicha, Rav Ami did not have smicha, two different people. Right? There was, that's what happened. The Rambam writes in the Rambam that if Rav Chachma Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael get together and want to give a person smicha,
that person gets michas if he got it straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. The state in Rambam. That means, theoretically speaking, if you can get most of the Chachma Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael on board to give a certain person smicha, that person would have smicha as if he had the smicha straight down from a line from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And he would be the next person in line that had smicha, and he would be able to pass smicha on like they used to be able to pass smicha on in Eretz Yisrael. So it never became a problem, an issue, until the Spanish Inquisition. What happened was by the Spanish Inquisition, there are many Yidden that remained behind in Spain and later got out, and they wanted to do tshuva on the averas they did while they were in Spain. And they did, unfortunately, many averas. They lived with their wives when they were nidus because they couldn't tevel. They ate treif. They didn't keep Shabbos. There were many averas they had done. And they wanted a kapara. And they wanted malchus. Because chai v'krisa shaloku niftu m'nei krisasa. A chai v'krisa that gets malchus can get out of karas. So they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they came and they begged that Bezen should give them malchus to be mechaper on their averas that they did. They did not want to face the Yom HaDin. So the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael got together, and it was a major argument. And Rav Chachmei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael decided to give smicha. And they gave smicha to three people. Who the three people are exactly is a matter of argument, but everybody agrees that one of them was the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Karo. He received real smicha from Rav Chachmei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Some say the other ones were the Ramak from Moshe Kordovoroi and the Alshech. Some say it was some other Rabbi Yosef. It's questionable who the other two were. But historically speaking, the Beis Yosef and two other people received smicha. Then the tide turned. Rav Chachmei and Eretz Yisrael said, no, we don't want smicha again. We don't want to continue smicha. We don't want to get involved in that. It's heavy. And nobody else ever got smicha since then. So, the Hashgacha of the Rabbi Nishleilam, the man who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, happened to have had smicha. Again, not that it makes a difference, because he's still the Shulchan Aruch. But it's not a coincidence that in the 1800 years that smicha has been batal, or 1900 years, three people got smicha. And one of them happened to write the Shulchan Aruch. Just pointing that out as a historical fact. And the reason they wanted to reestablish it was because of the Inquisition, and then they decided not to do it, and it's never been done. In 1948, there was a group of people that wanted to reinstitute smicha in Eretz Yisrael, in the new country of Israel. And the Gedolei Yisrael felt that that would be terrible, because then they would be under pressure from who knows who to decide halacha, smachim, and it would be terrible. So they Gedolei Yisrael fought it off. The famous line from Brisker Rav, I don't know if it's Brisker Rav or the Satmar Rav, one of the two said, the Satmar Rav said, I don't know about Bezen, but a Zaka Mamre we have for sure, he said about the person who wanted to reinstitute the Bezen. He said, a Zaka Mamre we already have.
What smicha the Beis Yosef, right? He gave a bechina?
I don't know how they gave him smicha. They didn't have to give him a bechina. They knew he knew everything.
Right.
They gave him the power to give malchus. I don't think Lamai said anything.
What I'm saying is that why do you need an actual smicha, a piece of paper? The person knows everything.
Again, you're talking about Zman Atzeh, you're talking about real smicha. Okay, that's a different smicha, doesn't mean the same thing, and I'll get to that in a minute. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about smicha ish m'pi ish m'esh rabbeinu, which allows a person to paskin dine knossos, it allows a person to paskin dine nefoshos, it allows a person to paskin dine malchus, it allows a person to paskin every din in the Torah. He is the best. Everybody else that doesn't have that real smicha is acting as an agent of those batidinim. They don't have a power in a paskindinim amanas. You need smicha. So they made agents anybody who's a qualified rabbi. That's why it works today. There is no smicha. Smicha makes the guy a dayan recognized by the Torah. Without smicha, he's not a dayan recognized by the Torah. He's an agent of a dayan recognized by the Torah. No, it's not. He cannot pass kedinei knasos. He cannot pass kedinei nefashos. He cannot pass kedinei malchus. He's limited. He can't pass kedinei halachos. It's a big difference. Now, the piece of paper today is Netilas Rishus, it's called. We call it smicha. It really is Netilas Rishus. What that does is, if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. If he has that piece of paper, it absolves him from paying if he makes a mistake. Without that piece of paper, he has to pay if he makes a mistake. That's what that piece of paper is worth today. Also, it looks good on the wall when you hang it up that you have smicha. Yes, doctor.
Hey, yeah. As polite as I get, I think the question shows a fundamental misunderstanding of what smicha is. Smicha is not something stupid and trivial like driver's license or board certification.
No, I made it clear. It's
what smicha is a transformation of the person.
Right. He becomes the Torah recognized Regishai Lesnei Elohim. Besen. He is that person now with smicha. And without smicha, he's not that person. Nothing to do with knowledge. Shmuel was a major Talmud Chacham without my Haskama. Rav was a major Talmud Chacham. Bigger than Rabbi Yochanan. But he didn't have smicha. He couldn't pass the Kedinei Nefashos. By the way, he did get smicha. Rav did get smicha. Shmuel didn't get smicha.
Today's smicha that's given
allows
that individual to be
based in? No, nothing to do with that. Today's smicha patters the guy from paying when he makes a mistake. That's all it does. Rashi, Zok Rashi, Ugaroes, Hajaita Sanan. I'm sorry, we come out to Agita Kaifa Ishloitsi Ashishta Badin, Hajaita Sanan. Shame Mumkim El Smuchim, the Mikri Elohim Dayonim, Vain Smicha Bechutzlorets, could have been a prepared common tenet. Ugaroes, Asifus, Kme Eiger Bekayets, gathering in the summer. Lufneim Kle Ashim Skainim. So all the Yumay Lahar Kaita Matan Tarek, the Siva Moshe Omar Alei. So Allah Vishnicht of the Parshas Ulacha Matan Tarek, Kaita Matan Tarek Nemra. Rashi is saying, it was said before Matan Torah, "Benivna haMizbeach, v'helu oilus v'shlomim, u'bayu eisadam nichnasu lebris." So Rashi is saying, "Lifneihem" refers to 70 zkeinim who had smicha. Shluchosai de bnei Eretz Yisrael kavdinan, heim nasnu lanu rishus. Avdinim mamon es davos. Avdinim shluchosai, we do their shlichus kaminim in Sanhedrin. Yalkig zelu v'chavolus nami levet shluchosai, we should do their shlichus. Manana mina b'shmaita kamaisa the Sanhedrin, the mina give a mumchim. We need three mumchim. And mumchim means real smicha. Those are the shlicha, havo v'chei get. What? They empowered us. They didn't only empower us in the name
ominous. The hava means just like?
Yes.
They also did this for forgiveness.
Correct. Because it's a mil. Rashi says because it's a mils of the shlicha. Last Rashi before the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Okay, to understand this Mishnah, I will give a short introduction. The Gemara will be dealing with rumors. Now, the Gemara will insist that a rumor cannot just be a rumor. A rumor that's not basis at all is ignored. A rumor to be a rumor needs basis. What creates basis for a rumor? We will see in the next Amud. So when the Mishnah talks about taking a rumor seriously, it's a rumor that's built on something. The rumor has a background. And what that is, I'm going to leave for the Gemara. But a rumor that starts without a background. People are saying, where's the source? I don't know. Nobody knows. That's not a rumor. A rumor has to be, there's a source. And we can trace the source. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, so trace it. We'll see when the Gemara talks about that. But a rumor has to be something based on something. It cannot just be a rumor that goes around without any source and without any basis. So when we're talking in our Mishnah about rumors, we're talking about rumors with basis, with sources, as the Gemara will explain. Zok to Mishnah. Yatsa Shmar Be'ir Mekudeshes, Harzu Mekudeshes. If a rumor starts that this lady had Kedushin, even though we have no Edom, but it's a rumor with a basis, and again, I will leave the Gemara to explain what that means. We don't let her get married to anybody else without receiving a get from the person that the rumor says she got married. They're screaming they never got married. He's saying he never married her. She's saying she never got kedushin. The rumor with a basis says that they did. Therefore, we say, lady, you want to get married to somebody else, you're going to need a get from this guy, and you can't marry a guy. We give credence to the rumor, enough so that we say Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes.
And Rabbi, what are the status of her children?
If she doesn't get a divorce?
Right.
So it's the Machloikis Rishaitim. Some Rishaitim say that this is only, really, we don't take even a rumor with a basis seriously. Halachically, it's just because we're afraid of rumors about the children, so we insist that she get a get. But Enochinami, if she doesn't, I don't think it would passel the children. And some Rishaitim say, no, we are worried enough here that the kids would be suffering Mamzerim if she married somebody else without getting a get.
Okay.
Akrashi, Yatsa Shema Be'ir Mekudeshes. Pnuya, a single girl. So Yatsa Alea Kail, Plainis Miskadeshes Hayayim. Now they changed the gears in Rashi to Plainis Niskatcha Hayayim. The rumor said she got married today. Liplaini. V'yesh Devarim Neroim. And the Gemara will explain that there are basis to this rumor. It's not just a rumor that's baseless. It's a rumor that has support. To the Mefarish Amaroi, the Gemara, like the Gemara will explain, Harizu Mekudeshes, V'loi Tinasi Li'achar B'loi Get, she should not marry anybody else without a get. Megureshes, a rumor went out on an anxious Kayan that she got divorced. Harizu Megureshes, and at this point the Gemara thinks we would make her leave her husband. The Gemara is going to say, we don't break marriages up because of a Kayan. But the Gemara now understands, the Mishnah now punched him shot. A rumor went out that the Kayan divorced his wife. We tell the Kayan, listen, you can't stay married to her. Give her another get.
Is it a legit rumor?
A legit rumor. Except the Gemara will explain that there's less basis for that than there is for Kedushin. Because there are things that can be a basis for Kedushin that cannot be a basis for get, as we will see. Just because they're not, that's all.
Isn't that enough, but we
didn't get to the Gemara yet. At this point, we think we're breaking up the marriage.
Well,
the Yisrael doesn't make a difference. They can stay married. Right.
In other words, she doesn't need another get, right?
No, that's not what it says. It says we don't let her stay with her husband. That's all it means.
Means we
consider her megureshes as far as Kayan is concerned.
And
she has a husband in Kayan, she can't stay with him.
She can't go back to him.
Correct.
So, what say if her husband says, I did not marry her?
Except, it doesn't make a difference what they say.
I know, but what's Hadas Baldin mean?
Hadas Baldin by Gerushin Kedushin means this much. Zero. We went through this already.
It has credence.
Only by money.
Who was that sheet of Rish Lakish who just bought did convey
aid? It's by money.
But damn it, also we get?
No. Never.
Again,
because he's a migu, he could give her a get right now. Nothing to do with Neman and some Hadas Baldin. There's no Hadas Baldin by Arias. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. We should have a Surah Stavis.